Save mental energy managing your WordPress site with easy-to-use DIY features from WP Engine's Managed WordPress Hosting. Visit wpengine.com/loveyourwork for up to 4 months free. This is Love Your Work. The show will help you define and achieve your own version of success. I'm David Cadavy, and I'm a best-selling author, a bootstrapped entrepreneur, and an award-winning designer. I've built a business and a lifestyle that fits my values, and I want to help you do the same. So every Thursday, I bring you a new episode of Love Your Work. I seek out one-of-a-kind entrepreneurs and creators that break away from the pack. I dissect their unique paths and pull out the lessons you can use for your own journey. Learn how you can turn challenges into opportunities, how you can cut out the noise to focus, and how you can find the clues that will lead you to your calling. So check out Paul Bennett on episode 15. He sailed around the world while running his business. Or Elise Bauer on episode 33. She bounced back from an illness to build a food blogging empire. And don't miss Jason Fried on episode 1 and former AOL CEO Steve Case on episode 25. I also bring on experts who will help you be more productive, creative, and healthier. So check out neuroscientist John Cunios on episode 8, Ryan Holiday on episode 31, and Dr. Terry Walls on episode 35. This article originally appeared on Medium. You can find my Medium writing at cadavy.net/medium. And this is about things I learned working on Google Calendar. There was a company I worked for, advised, called Timeful, co-founded by behavioral scientist Dan Ariely. And I guess I'm describing all that stuff in the post anyway, so I'll just go ahead and read it for you. Want to maximize your email marketing? You should try ActiveCampaign. I switched last year from MailChimp, and I love it. With email marketing, marketing automation, and a sales CRM, it's a powerful, intuitive, and complete platform. Claim your 14-day free trial of ActiveCampaign at activecampaign.com/loveyourwork. What I learned about productivity while reinventing Google Calendar. You may have noticed that Google Calendar has been adding new features lately. You can find time for your goals and set reminders, for example. I played a very small part in these features, but I learned a lot about my own productivity in the process. I was an advisor to Timeful, a productivity app co-founded by behavioral scientist Dan Ariely, which was bought by Google. Many of these new features originated with Timeful, and I'm sure new features are yet to come. My role with Timeful was to talk to their product designers about integrating a cohesive productivity philosophy into the app. Productivity is about mind management, not time management. And while simple tools, such as to-do items, are useful, they don't account for the shortcomings of real human behavior. I can't take credit for any particular Timeful or Google Calendar feature, but throughout the process, I was forced to think hard about my own productivity philosophy and how best to implement it into my life. Here are the main things I learned. 1. You're bad at estimating time. My favorite Timeful feature, which I hope becomes a Google Calendar feature, was that you could set time estimates for to-do items and actually drag them onto the calendar. It makes sense that if you have a list of things you want to do, there should be some plan about when you'll fit those things into your schedule. By estimating times, then seeing how well I did with those estimates, I learned that I was bad at estimating how long things would take. We're all bad at it. Daniel Kahneman calls it the planning fallacy. To fight this, start scheduling and estimating how much time it will take you to do certain tasks. When you see how far off you are, you'll get better at making realistic estimates. 2. Start habits small. Goals is one Timeful feature that is now in Google Calendar. You can say what you want to do and how often, and Google Calendar finds time in your schedule. I have control over my schedule, so I don't need Google Calendar to schedule my habits, but I learned through experimentation to start with a small habit, a ridiculously easy habit, and yes, put it on the calendar. You can only muster so much willpower to do a thing. If it's easy, you can do it regularly, then up the goal. When you build upon this, anything is possible. 3. Weekly routines, not daily routines. Your energy levels and mind state changes throughout the week. You should work accordingly. For example, I learned to make Monday and Tuesdays especially mornings, my prime creative time on my most important project. Later on in the week, as my discipline wanes, is time for meetings and administrative stuff. This isn't so much a Timeful feature as it is what Timeful was intended to become, an AI that tells you the best time to do the things that you intend to do. In determining the best time, your mind state is every bit as important as what time it is. I don't have any insight into how close Timeful got to cracking that, but I at least learned it for myself. You might have noticed, you don't necessarily need an app to integrate these things into your life. Get realistic about how long things take you, just how much willpower you have, and when your ups and downs are, and you'll be well on your way to optimal productivity. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by Audible, and they'd like to give you a free audiobook. Choose from over 180,000 audiobooks on any subject you can imagine. Just go to cadvy.net/audible to claim your free audiobook. And before I go, I've got to ask, do you like books? If you do, sign up for my book recommendations. About 90% will be nonfiction on subjects spanning from biographies to neuroscience. Just go to cadvy.net/reading and get the first set of recommendations right away. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadvy. The theme music for this show is CNU, performed by the Album Leaf, courtesy of Sub Pop Records. Love Your Work is a production of Cadvy, Inc.